Hello, Kevin.
Oh, hi. Is this Troy?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I'm calling from the cancellation department. How are you?
And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So I understand that you recently signed up with us and you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yep.
Okay, I can help you with that. What's going on?
Okay. Well, yeah, I just don't feel comfortable doing it. I think the person that I talked to needs to be trained, and I feel very leery about your all's way you guys conduct business.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, Troy, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $248 that you paid is a non-refundable amount.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the programming, the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
The phone's... Hello. It's cracking up.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the phone's cracking up a little bit. I was trying to hear you. Go ahead and say what you were saying.
And that's why I didn't want to pay until today, until I actually started speaking to somebody as far as getting everything set up. Instead, the guy was a slick talker, and I don't feel comfortable with it at all. But if that's what I got to do, because he said that we're going to start this right today and you're going to be whatever. Well, the fact is it wasn't. So if that's what I got to do, I'll do
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what. You guys will be sorry, I promise.
Can I make a suggestion, Troy? Because, you know, obviously I don't want you to end with a bad taste in your mouth, right? So, if you, I checked the call history prior to calling you back. John did not call you again after the initial setup. So I don't know if maybe it could have been another company. It could have been another employee within our organization. Okay, yeah, if you could send that to me, that would be great. I would love to look into it.
Sure. I spoke to him, okay? It was from a different line.
Okay, what's the phone number?
417-798-8068.
Okay, I'm going to look into that, 8068. Okay, 417-798-8068. Okay, so I will look into that. I already pulled the calls to this number, and I didn't see that he attempted to call you again. And he doesn't call people regarding open positions. We have a team of 40 employees that do that. So if you recall, even yesterday, initially you spoke with a lady named Tara, and then she transferred you to John. He's only the pricing coordinator. He doesn't do any of the, you know, frontline setup. But can I give you a suggestion? I can cancel the program, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that it's been canceled, and you won't have to worry about any further charges. Or I could, just to kind of compensate you for this mix-up, push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that, Troy, is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients, right? That way you can see what this will do for your business. And
I'm good. Nope,
you're good? You don't?
Nope. I don't want to be involved, or I don't want my name stuck to y'all's name the way I was treated yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I could find the call because I searched the call history and
I
didn't
know.
See anything.
And you know what's funny? I get that all the time. This is the first time it's ever happened, and it's amazing.
So do you think there's a possibility that it could have been another company?
I don't give a shit who it was. I know who I spoke to. It was a different number. They hung up on me, so I'm done. You guys are a fishy network system, and I'm done. So try to talk me into something else. I want my money back.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to take the reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out, Troy. I'll cancel the account for you, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. But I absolutely will not wear a black eye for something that someone else did to you. There's no call history that we called you again, and we don't are not associated with that number that you gave me. So I don't know who it was that called you, but I can tell you this. If your business is out there on the internet and you're using anything else, like a Thumbtack, an Angie Leads, a Home Advisor, Yelp, people use those sources as a lead source. So, for instance, you could put in cabinets in
I'm talking to you all. Give me my confirmation. Give me my refund. And let's quit right here, okay?
Yes, you signed that the 248 was non-refundable, so, and you're not giving us a chance to rectify this, and it wasn't even us that called you. So you're trying to make us wear a bad reputation for something that someone else did to you.
Okay,
yes,
listen.
Yes, I checked the call history. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance, unless you have another phone number that you want me to check.
Listen here. I don't understand why you're trying to make so many excuses up. Why didn't I tried calling John back several times yesterday?
Okay.
He never once called me back. We all have caller ID. We're all professionals here. Stop coming up with excuses.
Can you double check what extension you used for John just so that I can make sure there's not a problem with his line? Because I asked him as management before I called you if he had any correspondence with you after the initial, and he said no. So I don't know if maybe
he and his extension three times yesterday after he hung up on me. Okay. So if
okay.
You
can you confirm the extension just so I can look into it for you?
Absolutely. I have all my records because I, as well as you, John, and 99% of the rest of the world, guess what? We all have caller ID. All right, now listen. I'm the type of guy that spends $5,000 to prove a $100 point. If that's what I have to do to you, John, and your company, so be it. Let's call it.
I understand that, and we have 200 employees, too. I can threaten, I have 200 employees that can smear the love of cabinets, you know, and ruin your reputation. I'm not going to suggest that because that's not professional, but I'm trying to work on going to the director and getting you a refund, and I'm just kindly asking you, what extension did you type in when you called John? And you said, I have all that, and I have caller ID, and trust me, I'm a professional, but you never answered my question so that I can go to the director and explain it, you know, and also look into John's extension and see why he didn't get those calls.
Listen, I'm not here to debate it with you. I do have a sour taste in my mouth. After I got off the phone
right.
with him, I thought fraud. And then when I called the number that called me five times, I called them, John, and an extension here. Now, listen,
What's the extension?
I don't have the paperwork in front of me, okay? The one that he gave me, all right? So
okay.
If that's what you're worried about is an extension, come on now. I'm not here for tit for tat for apples and orange.
Well, if you're saying you called him so many times and he didn't return your call, but you didn't use his extension, then he never got the calls. It could have been that it went to customer support. It could have gone to another department. But, again, I don't see any call history.
So, okay, let me get this right. Then the number is 1-877-635-6225. 3983.
Mm-hmm. I think it's 3783. Let me double check. That could be the problem.
Listen, again.
Oh no, it's 3736. His extension is 3736, not 3983. Yeah. So I think maybe.
No,
so doesn't that make you feel better, though, knowing that he wasn't ignoring your calls? He'll pick up his phone if you call him. He'll assist you every time. But you're saying that he didn't respond to you, but you didn't put his correct extension in.
Shocking. Right here, I'm going to repeat the number to you. 1-877-635 626-225-3983-736.
It's just 3736. There's no 3983. I think that that's the problem. You said 3983-3736. His extension is just 3736. So I don't know,
Listen, that's the number then I called, 877-635-6225. Anyway, I don't want no part of y'all. I'm done. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not here to badmouth you. If you want to badmouth me, that's fine. Again, after the phone call, I felt like it was a scam. I didn't feel comfortable with it. And then after being called back from another guy that said it was just like John. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I called all these numbers right back. Nobody answered me back. This went on all night long. I did not feel comfortable. So whether or not you want to give me my money back, that's fine. I don't care. I will take the wash. You hear me? I will take the loss. Do not call this fucking number back anymore. Don't bother me. You got it?
So I'm going to cancel the account and get an exception for you and process the refund because, again, I want you to leave with a good taste in your mouth. Even though I'm confident that that wasn't us, I talked to John. He didn't reach out to you, so I don't know who it was. But again, you know, we've been in business for 17 years, and we have an elite status with Google as a premier partner. So, you know, it's unfortunate that you won't be able to benefit from the service, but I will get the refund processed for you, Troy, and you'll receive it within 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I apologize. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I'm 100% or 1,000%, 1,000,000% confident it wasn't us, but if that's what makes you feel better, I'll definitely do it for you, okay?
I know it was you.
Okay, well.
You listen, I've been trained to be a salesman. Everybody's got the same pitch. How do they have the same pitch as you? I don't know.
There's tens of thousands of companies out there that do local search engine optimization, and because we're the best of the best in the industry, you better believe there's companies out there that will try to mimic what we're doing in efforts to get new clients, right? But that has nothing to do with us. And even after this cancels, you're going to get future calls with people with a similar type of offer. So that has nothing to do with local splash.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's because if you put yourself out on an Angie Leads or a Home Advisor, people will go on there and they'll put, for example, you know, cabinets in.
I'm done with y'all. Okay.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Okay. I'm done with it too. So I'm going to move on and process the refund and the cancellation and we can part as friends. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Take care, Troy. Bye-bye.